You're listening to the Two Dead Chicks podcast. I'm Melissa.
I'm Kia.
And today we are gathered to talk about Season 9, Episode 12, Guardians. But before we get into all that, just a reminder, you can find us on all the socials. We are Two Dead Chicks on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also find us at twodeadchicks.com, which takes you right to our Tumblr page. And you can also find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Subscribe, leave us a review, let us know what you think. We always love to hear your feedback. Those reviews are always so much fun to read. During the week, during the episodes, use hashtag TDCpod to keep up with our conversations. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please send those to the advisory board at twodeadchicks@gmail.com. We'll take those under advisement. We'll put them in front of the council. Because why not?
Yeah, and Michonne will always have veto power.
That's exactly right. So if she doesn't like what you got to say, you gone. And, you know, I mean, it's better than putting it in front of Alpha because she'll just cut your head off. So honestly, you know, shit's your mouth. Oh, my God. She gave me so much this episode to work with.
Pick it up.
I'm never going to stop, honestly.
Pick it up.
I have so many thoughts about that head chopping off thing. Like, I just have so many things that I just what? Oh man, she gave me so much, and then, you know, and honestly, Beta a little bit. Like, I hate him, first of all. I'm just gonna go ahead and just put that out there. Like, I hate him. I think this is the dumbest. But I mean, he is giving, I'm going to have a Beta impression out here too. So it's coming. I feel it in my bones. Oh, somebody take this mic from me. Somebody.
Well, what else did you think about the episode?
Let's see. Things I don't care about. Henry, goodbye. Don't care about you. I honestly just also this whole love square situation with Rosita, like, you know, we've got her with Father Gabriel and Sadiq, and then, you know, Eugene out here, you know, I don't know what he's doing with anything. His hair, least of all. Like, what? I have so many questions for whoever's running the beauty department over at The Walking Dead /AMC. I don't know what y'all are doing with your lives. And yeah, so Beta, just don't really, no, don't care. Definitely feeling the vibes with Donnie, liking that a lot more than I thought I would. And Michonne is the, you know, badass, like, reigning queen forever of my heart. That's what I think. What about you?
Yeah, that whole love square is not a love square. I don't know why we keep including Eugene in this. Eugene has no part of anything in this.
And he thinks he does.
But it's almost like the show keeps centering it on him too. And it's strange because, you know, it's Rosita and it's Sadiq's baby and then it's Gabriel's girlfriend. Like, all these things where people are actually involved. And then Eugene, but we keep getting him writing charts, like, looking approvingly over their little blended family. I'm like, who cares?
Who cares indeed?
Beta, I did kind of like, and just the fact that he was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
This guy is scary. Like, this mask is scary. He's just a scary pirate whisperer person, and I was like, what?
Right?
Like, he's gross.
He's disgusting. He's disgusting. And, like, him, like ripping that face off, like, I mean, like, he is just, you know, Nick Cage this shit forever. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, for some reason, I was just like, okay, man, that's gross. What else? This whole council, not council, the fair. Should we go to the fair? Why? This is annoying. This is dumb. What are we talking? Why is Gabriel so set? Like, I feel like I feel like people are going to get killed. Clearly they are. Oh, yeah. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, is this, why is Gabriel so dead set on going to the fair when there are walker people outside trying to kill them?
Dude.
Like, is it just like a culmination of Michonne keeps telling me no, Michonne keeps telling me no, and I just want to do it just to show that I'm in charge? Or, like, do you think this is a good idea at this moment? I just don't.
But, right.
Why can't you just go later?
Exactly. Exactly.
The kingdom's still going to be trash.
Yep.
In 2 weeks.
That's exactly like, right.
So why don't we exactly just figure right out this whole people in walker skin situation first?
That seems pressing.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Also, something that's pressing is Ross Marquand's RoboCop arm has got to go. I cannot take anything he says seriously. Anything. Nothing. I'm just like, whose idea was this?
It looks very much like an Infinity Gauntlet without the stones. Does. I was like, what He's is like that?
Borrowing it from Thanos. Like, I knew that you entered, you know, the whole Marvel world, but I didn't know there was going to be a crossover. Nobody informed me of this.
It's so dumb. Oh. It's so dumb. It's fun. It's funny. Like, when he came to the door, I was like, what is he wearing?
Right?
I don't know.
I don't Whatever. Know. I need when there are deaths and things taken out, I need his arm to be gone. I need his arm to be taken out. That's what I need. Like, not him, just the arm. Somebody just run by and, like, you know, just snag it. Just rip it off.
Why don't you want him to have... It seems to be working fine.
Can't we work on, like, making him one that does not look like RoboCop, or, like you said, the Infinity Stone arm, whatever. Like, no more Thanos arm. I need this to go.
They're working on limited resources. They got Earl. Earl's the only one that can make this stuff. He's arthritic. True. He can barely make some horseshoes and nails. I think we might be stuck with it until they get some more blacksmith interns.
I don't know. Maybe Dog could use it as a chew toy eventually. You know, you never know. Could you imagine? Like Aaron could totally play with Dog, like tug of war it, you know, because he can't feel it. He's just like, you know, come here. I don't know. I just. Oh, boy. Okay. No more about his arm. I got to let this go.
But you won't.
I won't ever.
It'll come back.
It will.
It's fine. I would also like to point out that I was like, the writer of the episode, when she came up, I was like, huh. Well, first of all, Tom Paine is no longer in the credits, so he's gone. Woo! No more surprise. No more surprise. Jesus pop-ups. But I saw the writer of the episode, and her name is Latoya Morgan, and I was like, that's a black woman, it's got to be. Mm-hmm. So I looked her up on IMDb. She is, and I was like, that must be why there was like such heavy, like profuse Michonne adoration from Aaron. I'm just like, because I was like, that's right, Aaron, that's right. And I was like, only it got to be because she's been so disrespected this whole half season.
For sure.
And I'm just like, everybody's going to die going to this fair. And I just can't bring myself to care.
No, and she's going to be over there like, I told y'all dummies not to go. I told right? all you fools not to go. But here you go. All right.
I told you there were people trying to kill us, and you were like, I don't care.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, well, point one, good job, Walking Dead.
Also, she looked so gorgeous this episode.
Yeah,
like
mm-hmm.
That black shirt she was wearing, like, I don't know, like, just like accentuated everything. I'm like, yes, give me more of that style, team. That's what we want. Yes.
Honestly, she's been looking good this whole season.
She really has. Like, they stepped up the game there for sure.
The first part of the season with Rick, she was literally glowing.
Yep.
And now, like, her style, like, again, the hair, just the execution is bad, but the style
yeah
is great. and her little, you know, denim shirt, and then this tank top and stuff with the hair slung over it. I mean, she's just like feeling herself. I just feel like she's like, this is my style. I love it. You can tell.
Yes. Yes. I love it too. It's awesome.
Okay. Let's split this up into inside the wall and outside the wall.
Cool.
So, I don't care who goes first. I was trying to figure out if something would automatically like come to me like, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Let's do Alexandria inside the wall. We open up in Alexandria and Gabriel has to answer to Michonne about his dumb radio tinkering, and he gets a little snippy when Michonne suggests that he may not have thought of everything. And then Michonne has to come back with all the receipts. Okay. Well, this is what you sent Eugene and Rosita out for, this dumb thing. They almost died. Jesus did die. I mean, what are you doing? Why are you being so mad? I'm just saying, this wasn't a good idea. And she gets testy because she's like, I can't do my job if y'all are keeping stuff from me. And Gabriel starts snitting that when they gave Michonne the authority to veto their decisions based on security concerns, they didn't realize that she would turn everything into a security concern. And I was like, it's the Patriot Act. That's what happens.
Yep.
You sign laws in panic, and then people just be using it to monitor you. The only thing is, I trust Michonne.
Yes.
Didn't trust the government. So, I mean, and I love that Aaron comes in. He's like, hashtag, like, believe black women, hashtag Michonne is my queen, everything. He is here for it. He's like, no, this is what Michonne was warning us against.
That's right.
He's out there.
That's right. He stands a queen. He knows.
Yes.
He knows what's up.
He's like, the same thing she didn't want it to happen is out there. And he flat out says, her judgment has saved us time and time again. I was like, you are so right, Aaron. You're so right. Thank you for voicing it. Here comes Sadiq. I don't know about him now. I used to love me some Sadiq.
I know.
And I'm like,
he's pretty, but then he starts talking, and now it's like, no, right. No. You don't know what's up.
You don't. I just keep remembering that you got Carl killed. It's like, I can't be trusting you.
Nope.
Do doctor stuff.
That's right. And that's
Don't be coming up in here with your, because he says, like, well, you know, at what cost? She's kept us safe, but at what cost? I'm like, at the what? Right. And Sadiq and Michonne and Gabriel go back and forth about this fair. Sadiq brings it up again, saying that Carol asked when they were at Hilltop, and Michonne shut it down, and Gabriel's pissed, like, you spoke on behalf of Hilltop? She's like, we already decided this fair thing. I just said what we already decided. And then she says, you know, the roads are not safe, and we have walker people trying to kill us. So no, I don't think it's a great idea to go to the kingdom the day after tomorrow. And Sadiq's like, they're more desperate than they let on. So, you know, that's why Carol keeps asking. And Nora says a second vote should be brought up. And Gabriel's like, well, why? She'll just shoot it down. And Michonne's like, yeah, you're right. And then she's like, you know, if the kingdom wants to be absorbed by Alexandria, you know, we could talk about that. But, you know, just going out there, it's not a good idea. And I was like, well, thank you for pointing out that she's clearly willing to work with the kingdom. It's not like an all or nothing thing.
Right.
But whatever. I mean, and I don't really see what's so bad about that, because we talked about that at the beginning of the time jump. The second time jump, when we saw the kingdom, and I was like, what the hell? They need to leave. That was my opinion. Like, what's happening here? Y'all ain't got no food. No, I don't know what y'all got.
Right?
A blown up boiler room. I mean,
exactly. Exactly.
Like, so y'all need to leave. And so the fact that that was brought up, and that's to me, that's a viable solution. And you don't necessarily have to stay in Alexandria forever, mm-hmm. but you need to think about it.
Right.
Because I'm not really sure what this, I guess I'm not sure what the kingdom's going to get out this. I mean, they're asking for stuff.
Right.
And then, like, is there a plan? I feel like if you do this kind of thing, you're like, I need these kind of resources. I need this to rebuild, blah, blah. Or people are just giving it to you because, you know, you're a friend, you're friends, or like, what are mm-hmm. you going to do with it?
Right.
Like, why did it dry up in the first place? It's all these questions.
So many questions. I feel like,
yeah.
No answers.
And also, what is the kingdom's contribution to this fair? Are they just...
They're just going to get stuff.
Showing movies?
I guess. I guess.
I don't know. Like, I mean, it's definitely an interesting conversation. And I don't know. I just feel like what Michonne offered to bring them in was not bad, because that had to be what, like, Hilltop did mm-hmm. for Alexandria when Alexandria got burned down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... So it's not unheard of. It's just Ezekiel didn't want to leave. And so if Ezekiel doesn't want to leave, then, I mean, this is what he's faced with.
Exactly.
So I really don't see the point. I don't see the problem.
Nope.
But yeah, everyone's all like, I can't believe it. I can't believe she won't let us go. So whatever.
They just really want to see the all day showing of Die Hard. that's what they're there for.
That has to be it. Yeah. They're like, I really wanted some popcorn, guys. This is really bumming me out. I was looking forward to Cobbler. I don't know why we can't make it here, but it just is a really special touch at the kingdom. And Michonne is just really
such a buzzkill, Michonne.
I know. Mom, stop it. So she walks out of their little council meeting. And then we kind of zoom to Rosita, who can't fit into her pants. I guess.
Right.
So, yeah. I feel like she had, like, stretchy pants this whole season.
And now all of a sudden she's got jeans with 5 buttons on them.
Right.
Like, girl, where are your leggings at?
where are you, like, I was just looking like, okay, girl. And so then Gabriel comes home and she tries to get him to open up about what happened at the meeting, and he's in his feelings, and she's like, well, you know, while you're pondering, can you figure out what you're gonna do with this whole baby thing, because Sadiq and I'll figure it out, but I still want to be in a relationship with you. And if you want to do it, that's in your court to decide. And I just, the more, I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Like, I know love's a mysterious thing, but I just don't see what, I mean, they just don't seem like they have anything. I want to know. Okay. When I say I want to know, I don't actually want to know. But they do weird things and they put people together, and it's like, sometimes mm-hmm. it makes sense. And then something like this, I'm like, what do y'all have in common? You don't really act like you like each other.
No.
He doesn't really talk to her. Like, it's not like a relationship that I would think anybody's getting any gratification out of.
Nope.
But she's in love.
Yeah, you know, especially after that scene and like seeing, of course, obviously we know that Sadiq is now a known dummy, that, and then, you know, Gabriel, hello? I'm just like, you just need, hello, what happened? Are you there?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Skype keeps cutting out. I don't know what's going on. But no, like, now we know Sadiq is a known dummy and, you know, Father Gabriel is a troublemaker. I'm like, girl, you just need to find someone else and not Eugene.
Right.
Just forget all these guys, all these fuck boys. Get out of here.
Yeah, they're trash. I don't like it. No. Yeah, you're right. I don't like it. I don't like it for her because it seems like she's like, I don't know. You're like, oh, you know, I really want this, but it's up to you. And even when we get the conversation with Eugene, to me, that provided more insight as to why he was on the fence that he didn't even necessarily share with her.
Sure. Yeah, so true.
I was like, what is this? What is this relationship? I don't like it. I just don't like it.
That's what it is. It's not good.
Not good at all. Again, Sonequa Martin Green's husband, don't know where he is, but he has been there for years.
Right? Right?
And still we with Gabriel?
Wasn't there another man up in there in that council meeting? Who was that man?
Yeah, the man in the corner. I don't know.
Yeah. How about the man in the corner?
DJ is there.
How about him? Listen, there's got to be somebody. Man in the corner, Sonequa Martin Green's husband. There are viable options out here, Rosita, and you're just putting all your eggs in all the wrong baskets.
Yeah. I don't like it. So at first I was like, this should be drama. I like it. It's messy. That'll be fun distraction, but now it's just weird and I don't want it.
No thanks. Then keep it.
Yeah. The next scene, we see Eugene trying to give Gabriel some bro advice about Rosita. Yeah. He has charts that he has made up. These charts have a numeric value. He has calculations. He has a whole thing. Where he is trying to be like, you need to be with Rosita because she will make you happy. Everybody will be happy if you're with Rosita. And I was like, are they friends?
I have no idea. I guess.
I feel like they're not. I just feel like they know each other.
Yeah.
This and is so weird. I'm just like, yeah. None of this makes sense. Because he was just, I guess I just don't get the change of heart. Because the day before, he was really trying to tell this girl he loved her.
Yep.
And the day before, he was also really just trying to tell her that he loved her. Like, and now all of a sudden, he knows that she's pregnant. So now, he's like, I got to put her happiness ahead. I got to do the right thing.
Is it that? Or does he know that he is incapable of raising a human? So he's like, oh, never mind. I can't do it. I don't understand.
I honestly don't think so. Yeah. I think it's going to be like this. I think somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to die. Hopefully Gabriel, because he's leading everybody to the fair. Yep. And I feel like he's going to come back like, well, now that Gabriel's gone, I want to personally put my hat in the ring. I can give you the stars and the moon. I really feel like he will be
I raise that baby as my own. Right? Yes, I damn will.
I honestly think he would do that. I really do. And I don't know why. Who cares? Who cares?
Nobody.
Like, let definitely him. Definitely what?
Definitely not me.
Nope. So I don't like it. Mm-mm. I don't like it at all. So Gabriel gives his reason of hesitation. And it comes from the fact that he wouldn't want to break up a family because he's not the baby's father. And I was like, well, that's dumb. Like, at first I thought his hesitation was like, you know, this isn't my kid, but it's more like if I'm in the way, then Sadiq and Rosita won't really be able to raise their kid as a family. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
You know how many kids are in Alexandria that don't really belong to the person that they're being raised by.
Right. Right. Leo.
Right. It's like, this is the world now.
Yeah.
In non-apocalypse times. So, yeah. What? Who cares? So dumb. And right there, you should be like, this is what your reasoning? Okay, never mind. Right there, Rosita. You're like, okay, never mind. I thought you were smart. Never mind. See?
Yep.
We check in with Negan. Negan's reading some books. He hears some footsteps coming down to the jail cell. He's very excited. It's Michonne. Like I said, he's excited. She's very exasperated. She's like, what do you want? Why am I down here? So he wants to talk to her about a change in his role in Alexandria, since he could have killed her, but he didn't. So that shows growth.
Sure.
And she's like, am I dumb? Like, you didn't kill me because we'd kill you. What are you talking about? And basically she, you know, calls him out like, you chose self-preservation over revenge. Who wouldn't? How is that supposed to show a big change? And she accurately guesses that he couldn't hack it for the 12 hours he was out there. And so she is definitely uninterested in this whole Hand of the Queen thing he's trying to do. Like, I could be your advisor, former leader to leader. She's like, what? I don't understand what he thinks. So he just wants to just follow her around?
I guess. He wants to give her advisement. Like, what? You were a dictator.
That's funny. Right. No. Like, you gotta start from the bottom. You gotta start like, listen, I'll clean my own bedpan. And then maybe I'll plant some, you know, kale. Like, you just can't be out here like, I will tell you what to do about whatever's going on.
You're out here skipping steps. You gotta, I mean, I need some community service up here. You need to go clean the church. I'm gonna need you to sweep the roads and the sidewalks and, like you said, plant some kale. I need some volunteer work, please.
And it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Like, the fact that he was like, I escaped, but I came back, so I need a job. That would be great for me. He reveals that he hears things from the world outside his window. And basically that she has a tenuous hold on this whole leadership situation that she has. And she immediately rejects that she is a leader. And he's like, oh, I don't know about all that, because I heard about this constitution that you drew up. Supposed to give power to the people, but somehow you're the one that decides everything. So he was like, that's a nice racket. And he got under her skin again, because she's like, it's not a racket, shut up, you don't know anything. And then she's like, okay, whatever, I'm done with you. And she talks to this guard. She's like, you know, make sure this window's closed, cause I don't know what the hell he's doing. And she looks up and she sees Judith crouched by the window, looking through it. And then when Judith sees Michonne looking, she runs away.
Like, yeah, girl, you better run. You are in trouble, ma'am.
Big trouble. What'd you think about that conversation as a whole? Did you think he had any points?
No. Honestly, like, okay. I mean, just this whole, like, his reasoning is complete trash. That's crazy. Oh, I came back. Good for you. You did the right thing. Let's definitely give you a cookie. Okay. But yeah, I still don't care about Negan. I don't even want to give him community service. I still think he needs to die, honestly, because he killed Glenn. So, and we will never forget. So yeah, he just needs to die.
Yeah. I think that's, it's hard. It's hard because it's one of those things where I am sure that a big chunk of people in Alexandria right now are like, Glenn who?
Right.
It's been so long. And so he's just this random guy living under the steps.
Right.
And so I thought they should have killed him immediately, but they didn't. They've kept him alive for 8 years. So is the plan really just to keep him in jail forever? That seems, I don't know.
I mean, I,
who's well, that helping?
I mean, I guess that's them getting to show that they have a just a, like a judicial system, you know, they, you can have life in prison or whatever, just like you could in the old world. But I think that's crazy because you're using resources to keep him alive. So that's why you just kill him.
Right.
Or why you should have just killed him.
But we also have like parole.
And that's true.
Good behavior and all this stuff here. So I guess that's why I'm just, it's like nobody, I just feel like this isn't effective. Like, I just don't think it's as effective as it would have been if we had like all the people still on the show. Cause right. It's like, I don't know who lives in Alexandria.
Yeah, I have no idea. A lot of people I don't recognize.
Right. So I just feel like it's one of those things where it's like, oh, it's old man Negan. I guess mm-hmm. he did something bad a few years ago. I don't know. Whatever. He's just in jail. So I guess it's that point where it's like, that's where my questioning is. It's like, so who is this for except for you? And if it is for you, then okay.
Right, 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 right.
So let's just say what it is. This is for you.
Right.
And not for like, to the like the cornerstone that you're building this foundation on, in my right. opinion. At home, a little later, Michonne checks on a sleeping RJ. He's back.
Looking sweet just little adorable. Baby.
I know. Knocked out. Look at his little bed. I was like, oh.
Our precious nephew.
I was like, where's your daddy? I just see that. I'm like, where's Rick? He's missing all this.
I know.
So yeah, she's looking at RJ and then Judith gets home. And Michonne starts her entrapment line of questioning. This is what she does with her kids. She's like, how's practice? Judith's like, fine. She's like, well, you must have got there late since I saw you spying on me from the jail window.
Oh my
and,
God.
And Judith gets a little sassy.
Yeah, she does.
And, you know, she's like, I wasn't spying on you. I was like, girl, what? And then Michonne gets out of her that, you know, Judith goes down there, has conversations with Negan. And she wants to know why. Because according to Judith, obviously, you know, they're not friends. So why are you talking to him? And she's like, well, he listens to me because not everybody does. And like pointedly looking at her mom. And this is the thing that gets me about kids, because I feel like this is why I know I'm not ready to have kids, because I do believe that you can't just shut a kid up with because I said so, for the most part. You know, you need to talk to them. You need to let them know that their opinion is valued, that you listen to them, that their ideas shouldn't be shooed away, and all that mm-hmm. stuff. I do believe that. But then at some point, you're just like, stop asking me questions. Like, you right. are 10 years old. You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I feel about this now. Because she's just like, Judith's like, he's not a monster. He's a human being. And, you know, Michonne's trying to explain he did monstrous things, blah, blah, blah. She's like, he changed. I was like, did he? I mean, he just didn't want to get caught. Like,
exactly. Again.
So it's like, do you explain that? Like how deep do you go with a kid? Because I'm just right. like, girl, shut up. Like,
you don't know what you're talking about, child.
That's what I really want. I mean, honestly, I did want her because she was getting a little attitude, and I did want Michonne to like snatch her up. Like,
I did. Girl. I was like, wash her mouth out with soap.
Wash her mouth out with what?
Soap.
Yeah. It's only for cursing.
Or it could be for sassing.
It could be for sassing. Did you get that?
I did not ever have my mouth washed out with soap, but I did. I was threatened. For sure. Melissa Grace.
I don't think.
I will wash your mouth out with soap.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that happening. Totally. I don't think I ever did either. No. I think I did try it on my own. Like, just to see. Like, after I got the threat. Okay,
that's fine. Do it. Come on, bring it on. I already did it. Here, I'll do it for you.
It was disgusting. I was like, ugh.
I mean, yeah. Naturally. Yes, naturally.
So I was like, well, okay. I won't do that again. But, but yeah, Michonne is just like, you know, I know you want to believe that he's changed, but people can't really change. And Judith's like, well, you did. And Michonne's just like, okay, go to your room because I don't even want to look at you right now. And then after Judith just left, she just let out this huge, like, exhale and, like, just shaky breath. I was like, oh, my gosh, she needs a hug. She needs a hug. What's happening? Michonne, no. That's such a weird thing for her to say. She knows people can change.
Right. Yes. Agreed.
Just this dude can't.
Yeah, or, exactly.
You know, it's like people as a whole can. It's just, again, he's over here. And I love how Negan, like, seriously misplayed his hand. That was also funny. Because he just came to her like, oh, yeah, I know this and blah, blah, blah. I could have done this. And then just got shut down and got his window taken away. Lost your window privileges. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, I think what she saw, I mean, in that little section, I mean, he was just going back to, yeah, his bullshit. And she was like, again, you didn't change at all. It was new bullshit. And so from what she's seen, he hasn't changed. From what Judith, you know, she just sees some dude under the steps helping her with homework. So
exactly.
Yeah. What would you say to Judith?
I feel like Judith is, I mean, yes, I agree that, like, in most cases, I think you can't tell a 10-year-old, like, all these adult things. But I feel like Judith is actually pretty mature for her age. And I feel like they've raised her to be that way. And I think she could explain the truth to Judith. And she would, I mean, I think she could comprehend it. I'm not going to say that she would agree with it, but she would understand it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm like, I wonder if Judith's going to do anything dumb. If she's going to, like, obey her mother or what. Because, again, we were kind of speculating, what could Negan do? Because he's clearly not going to be in the jail cell the whole time. And I was saying something like, it has to be, like, self-sacrifice or something like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe he'll do something with Judith.
That's true.
Like, save Judith or something.
I would be so on board for that. As long as he dies. Like, saving her. I'd be like, oh, look at him. He was a reformed man. He's dead now, which is great. But he died a reformed man. I'd be fine with that.
I wonder if that's going to be it. But he won't die. He'll just, like, Sadiq will save him. Because Sadiq is a very good Negan saver.
He is, man, the best.
So that's what I think might happen.
No, what we need to make sure happens is that Enid is the doctor on staff at that time. So
yeah, because she'll cut it off. She'll cut whatever it is off.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, she will. Let's cut it all off. Anything, all of it. Cut it all off.
Because if it was Enid, she just would have put an alpha on Negan in that field. Like, well, head's got to come off. That's all I know.
It's got to go off. That's it. It's the only way we save him. Oh, God. That's too much. Oh.
I know. Let's see. A little later, Gabriel finds Rosita on the porch of her place talking with Sadiq. And it's a weird, wordless scene. But, yeah, everybody's just looking at each other, giving each other looks, smiling, hesitant. What's going on? But then we get the idea that Gabriel is now all in with Rosita. Mm-hmm. Because he even brought the peace offering gift that Eugene gave to him, which was, like, stretchy pants. Which is, you know... I think any woman would like stretchy pants. I mean, I don't know why she didn't have any in the beginning, in the first place.
Because she did have them. That's what doesn't make sense. That's right. She rocked the leggings, and then I guess she lost them. Okay.
But yeah, he has the stretchy pants Eugene told him to give to her that he specially constructed himself. And Eugene is watching this whole scene, like, sadly but proudly, as if he has anything to do with this. Again, and I just feel like he was watching this, and you know he had, like, the lyrics to Ain't No Mountain High Enough, like, running through his mind, like, if you ever need me, just call, right? I'll come running. It's like, get out of here.
I felt like he had maybe his favorite movie was Three Men and a Baby, and he was just like, you know what? This is about to be my life. Right now. I'm about to have this as my whole life. Three Men and a Baby. Me, Sadiq, and Father G. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, I guess. I need him to have a purpose, honestly.
Or just die. That's fine, too.
Or die. I mean, whatever. Just or come up, just stay in the basement, do, like, windmill sketches or whatever. Michonne knocks on a door, and the happiest little girl answers.
Oh, my gosh.
And it turns out that it's Gracie. And Gracie is exactly how I would expect a child raised by Aaron would behave.
Yes.
Like, she's so sweet. She's so, like, clueless. She just, I mean, she ain't rock, like, wearing no weapons. Like, she's just the cutest, happiest little girl.
So
and,
cute.
Yes. Because when Michonne comes, she's like, hi. I was like, oh my gosh, crazy. She calls for her daddy to come. She's, daddy, it's Michonne. I was like, you're so cute. I was like, now yes. I just want all of them to, like, live together.
I know, right? Like, oh my gosh, so freaking cute. And honestly, like, yeah, hearing him being called daddy by this precious little girl, I was like, okay, that's pretty freaking cute. Okay, even with your RoboCop arm, I'll allow it.
No, I honestly, I do. I just want, like, Aaron and Michonne and their kids to live together.
Yes.
Like, just help each other out. Do this co-parenting thing. You guys are allies now. You know, Aaron's on the same page. I just think it's cute.
Yes.
That's what I want. So Aaron comes to the door, and Michonne thanks him for his support at the meeting and wants him to know that she won't shut down the council if they decide that they want to re-vote about sending a delegation to the fair. And he's like, what? What about the people with the skins? She's like, well, I think it's a terrible idea. Don't get me wrong, but that is that the people can weigh the risks, and that is their right. And both he and Michonne hope that they don't regret this. What do you think about her change of heart? Because before, she was very much ruling with, like, an iron fist in the interest of everyone's safety.
I think people are going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I still think it's a terrible idea, and she should have just stuck with her gut of not doing it, because it's not, I mean, again, it's a matter of, like, I mean, there's an actual viable threat out there, and we're just going to send people out there because they're dummies and don't understand, you know, hey, we need to take care of this threat first before we go doing something stupid. Guys.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the whole thing. It's just that she can't keep, you know, dummies or not, they're adults, and, you know, they're given the choice and they have heard, yeah, this is happening outside, and they still want to go. So who, I guess, like, who is she to stop them?
I mean, I guess, but at the same time, doesn't that also put Alexandria itself at risk? So anybody that's against it is also being put at risk, you know what I mean? Like, if they're, if they stay behind. So that's what concerns me, and I think that's why she's such a great leader, because she's thinking about those things, you know, and... Sometimes you, I mean, I don't want to say you should always like unilaterally make a decision, because, you know, we know that that's not the case, Daryl. But, you know, I think in some cases that is needed, because these people are fucking idiots. I mean, they, you know, this is, that's really bad. Like, that you're going to just go out there and put yourselves at risk when these people are just, you know, wearing dead people's faces and, you know, terrorizing the world.
No, I think you're right. I just wonder, because to me, this is how it was back when, like, Rick was like the informal leader. Like, everybody knew Rick was the leader, but nobody, it wasn't like a special council or election or everything. Everybody just knew Rick was the leader. And they did this shit back then. They would just leave without telling anybody. They just did what they wanted to do. And I feel like we figured out you can't be letting these people do that, because they're dumb. And so maybe what she was doing was an overcorrection, maybe. But it seems like we're just going back to the way it was before. We're just letting, what are we doing?
Letting people, like, go willy-nilly. Like, you just can't do that. There has to be some kind of middle ground. And, like, maybe they need to actually have, like, a full-on vote. And people need to all be aware of the situation. Yo, there's people wearing dead people's faces out here. They're all Nick Cage and shit everywhere. Like, we need to, you know, be aware of what is going on. So do you guys really still want to go out here to watch Die Hard? Is that what we're doing? How is Die Hard worth your life? Are you willing to die hard to watch Bruce Willis? Because I feel like if this is your choices, you guys are going to stay right fucking here. And, like, smart people that I know you guys have to be. Please. Please.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't get it. Because they are taking a lot of shit. It's like a whole farmer's market. They are loading up to go to the kingdom.
Yep. Yep.
And again, I'm just like, I need more information about this fair. Because it doesn't seem like it's a trade thing. Like, again, I don't know what the kingdom is bringing. We're basically bringing all this stuff because the kingdom is stinking. And, I mean, if y'all need help, y'all just need help. She just asked for help. Don't be trying to put it, like, it's the most, it's the greatest fair of the, like,
Sounds like y'all just looking for help. Y'all need some handouts. If that's the case, we just do that. We don't have to have this damn fair or watch Die Hard or get killed on the way to your place.
Right now. So, I know y'all got some puppets, puppet theater going on. I don't like it. Ezekiel, how dare you?
How dare you indeed?
So that was the whole Alexandrian plot, which I did miss Alexandria.
Yeah, for sure.
It just seems like it's just, I don't like it when we spend too much time at Hilltop.
Nope.
Because, again, who's there? Tara? Exactly. Henry? Oh, my God. Who cares? Ugh. Speaking of Hilltop and Henry and crap, we can shift over to the Whisperers, and we see that lovely scene that we watched last week with Alpha and the rest of the rescue group walking wherever they're walking, and Lydia in the middle of it, just slow walking, just looking like a whole person. but just like, what's happening? And so Alpha is interrogating Lydia about her interrogation. And Lydia acts super suspicious, like a scared mouse. Like, she looks like she's hiding something.
Yeah, she does.
But I also don't know if this is just the way she acts around Alpha or not. But,
well, that's true. I don't know. I don't know with this girl, honestly. I don't know what's going on with her.
Yeah. She gives up some stuff about the Hilltop, but not everything. And very specifically, she does not give up the presence of a sister community called the Kingdom. And the other whisperers, I mean, they're just walking around in a circle while Lydia and Alpha are having their mother-daughter bonding time.
So fucking weird, man.
They're just like, I guess we can't go anywhere and just walk in a circle.
I mean, everything about this scene was weird. Everything. And like the way that they talk, like Lydia wasn't even really whispering so much. She was talking more like a normal person. But then, you know, Alpha's out here like, what did you find out? Any signs of trade? That's it. That's it. I'm like, oh no. You done made her not whisper. This is bad. What do I get in return? Wasted words. I'm like, girl, is it that serious? Is that what's happening? I don't even know. Lord, right. This whole thing. Weird as fuck.
It's so weird. I was like, ooh.
Man, that accent is all over the place this whole episode. I'm like, we've got like all kinds of stuff happening up in here. I don't even know what she is. I have no clue.
It's hilarious. It's so funny.
My God.
And every time she talks, I'm like, what's happening?
Every time she opens her mouth, I'm like, where are we from today? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's about to come out. And I just love it. It's terrible, but it's so great. It just makes my whole life right now.
It is. And I'm also wondering why Lydia does not have this accent at all.
Right? I guess she took after her daddy. I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know. May he rest in peace. But I don't know. I just, wow.
So during this random pit stop that honestly just seems like it was there specifically so Alpha could watch people suspiciously, like that's all she was doing. She was just like ducking around, like moving her head and just looking at people like, oh, there's two people together. Then she look at Lydia like, this bitch. Like, right? It was just like, you just don't trust nobody.
No.
And so Henry has been following them. And he ends up getting caught again, like I said, by a huge pirate walker, Beta, who just like throws Henry around like a rag doll, threatens to break his arm. And then finally Henry's like, okay, I'll tell you where I'm from. And he says he's from Hilltop. Thank God he doesn't say the kingdom, because you never know with this dummy.
I know.
Ooh.
Break his arm. Beta, break his arm. That was me at the TV.
I was at a little bit later. But yeah. He's like, I came alone. They didn't send me. I came for Lydia. And Lydia's like, you idiot. And she gives him a nice right hook for his trouble. And he's so betrayed.
Right?
I was like, I can't stand how dumb he is.
He's such an idiot. It's like, you kissed her one time and you're out here fatal attraction in this poor girl. Damn it, Henry.
I mean, it just seems like, and he just doesn't get, I just feel like he doesn't get anything. Like, I'm not leaving without her. Does this seem like the kind of people who would just be like, okay, like, know your audience.
Right. And it, like, he's just so determined, like, I guess, like, that there's good people that live inside those dead skins. Like, dude, they are wearing dead people's faces. They are wearing their faces. These are not the people that you want to hang out with. And, like, this is not, you know, I don't know. This is not the girl that you take home to your mama, because your mama's going to smack you upside the head and be like, what the fuck, kid? I know I raised you better than this. Mm-mm.
I don't know. This is, again, I just feel like this is Ezekiel. Like, get him away. All these kids, he'd be getting killed. But, I mean, honestly, it feels like Henry should have been like, I want to join you. Or something a little bit smarter than, I'm going to save Lydia from you.
And also, you know, just giving up where, you know, Hilltop like that. Like, let them break your damn arms. This is all on you, you damn fool. All on you. Don't you be throwing Hilltop under the bus or anybody else. This is all your damn fault.
It really is.
Shoot.
Kill that kid. So on the way back to camp, Alpha's like, so who's this nerd? You left him out of the conversation. And Lydia plays it off like, oh, I just acted like I was helpless. I guess he's dumber than he looks. And again, Henry is still so oblivious that when he hears her downplaying it, he turns around like in disbelief, like I can't believe it. I don't believe it. And like Beta just like pushes his head like, keep it moving. I was like, that's right, Beta.
You tell it. You tell it, Beta.
Yeah. Eventually, they make their way back to Whisper's headquarters, and there are like hundreds of these mofos.
Yep.
Just wandered around in the woods. The biggest camp ever.
Yep. Just,
okay. So it's a little more than a few that she said, which I think we knew. I mean, we were not confused about that, but these look like they could be like an entire herd, like for those sure. tropical storm herds they were naming. Like,
yep.
So, yeah, we are a little bit outnumbered.
And they just have like faces like hanging from the trees.
Yes.
That's not creepy at all. Oh my gosh.
So when they get settled in, Alpha tells Beta, like, make her new skin. It's like, y'all got some hanging up there, don't you? Like,
right?
Did you use that one? But she needs a brand new one. And Alpha just, like, starts circling Henry like she's Gollum. Like, just her posture. She just looks like some weird
hybrid thing. Yes. Like, she's a witch and she's, like, about to cast a spell on him or, like, put him up in a right. bird cage and hang him from the tree. Yes. Yeah. You wonder why we do this? How we hide amongst them? Why we become... Oh my lord, I will show you the ways of the Whisperer. Like, okay. You might deserve this, Henry.
No, you really do. You really do. Oh, she's so fucking weird,
dude.
But yeah, she just basically calls it, it's like Darwinism at its finest, survival of the fittest, the weakest die, the strongest adapt, yep. blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, something wrong with all, what is wrong with all y'all? Y'all are the only people I know of that try to adapt by wearing dead people's skin. Like, yep. I just.
There's something fundamentally wrong with y'all.
Right.
The end.
So, as she's doing all this explaining about, you know, how the weak kid left this new Whisperer. And again, they are very committed. They walk around in circles like Whisperers when there's no one around. They whisper when it's only them.
Right.
Because this new guy comes out. He's like, is that what you were doing today? Who is that? What? Right.
And again, why we got a whisper out here when it's just us? I don't understand. Okay.
So this guy, like, whisper threatens her, talking about, we leave everybody else, but it's only with your cub that we go back. And he also doesn't like the math. You didn't like the math last week. He doesn't like the math either. Of giving up 2 for 1.
Yeah.
And he's like, I challenge you. You are no longer fit to lead. And she's like, okay. And then Beta comes out of nowhere holding this huge, like, Crocodile Dundee knife. It's clearly rubber. I felt like I saw it bouncing right. against this guy's neck. That's not real. And Alpha declares that while she will accept a challenge from anyone who wants it, it's not really him. It's his girlfriend.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because she saw them.
Oh my God. I loved it so much. Everything about this is just like my new favorite thing.
I saw you in the woods plotting with your boyfriend. Yes, you were.
Like, we got to drag out everything as much as possible with this. Also, how does Beta, like, I feel like Beta does just, like, randomly appear. Like, this man is 8 feet tall. He is not a small man. Like, you should hear him coming. But Henry didn't hear him coming. Nobody hears this man coming. He is a fucking ghost. What? This man is a fucking giant. We all hear Alpha or see, you know, we all know that her presence is known. And she is a very small woman. But this man, who is a giant troll, basically, is undetectable. Virtually undetectable. I don't understand. What? Okay.
He took them class. He was probably a CIA recruit. You don't know what he was doing in his life.
Oh my God. But it looked like I swear to God, it seemed like he had on, did you see it, get a glimpse of his shirt?
Yeah.
Like it looked like he had like a smiley face.
Yeah.
I'm like, this makes no sense. Because I just want to believe that was his before the turn. And I just, I have so many questions.
It's just like he puts on clothes as he finds, like, oh, I like this. Let me just add it.
I really like this blazer.
Ooh, a duster leather. He probably took that from Jesus.
There's no way that would fit. This man is huge. It was huge.
Too big for Jesus. Honestly, it was too big for Jesus.
It really was. It was.
You don't know. He's like just my size. It's a little tight. That's how I like it.
Shows off my pecs. Okay. Oh boy.
Lord. Okay, yeah, so it's revealed that it's the girlfriend who really wants Alpha out. And the girlfriend, she's like, yeah, you're not fit to lead us anymore. I stand by my word, but I don't want to fight you. And Alpha's just walking around like, have I failed you? Have I failed all of you? And of course, no one's saying anything.
Because I can't hear her. Because I literally cannot hear her. You hear the say it louder for the people in the back. How can the people in the back hear? They're like 100 deep. How the fuck can they hear anything? You're whispering, dummy. At least get a megaphone or something to whisper into.
That would be hilarious.
That would be so great. So I was like, we can't hear you. They all follow me by choice because I keep them alive. Me.
Okay, Shane.
I know, right?
I keep them safe.
That's right. It's the shaved head of insanity. That's what it is. You called it.
Oh, his spirit. His spirit's been hanging around.
It like must live years. On in like the head shaver. It just lives on in that. That's where it is. Or in the straight razor. It's like, that's where it lives.
It's like fallen. Just because time is on my senses. Yeah. Anybody brings out that razor, Shane's right. Spirit's like,
it comes out. Possesses me.
I know. It's my new home.
The spirit of Shane compels you. Oh, mercy.
But this girlfriend, she's just like, I don't want to fight. And she's like, too late. And Alpha takes some kind of wire and just casually decapitates this woman.
It should not be that easy. I don't believe it. I don't believe that at all. Because number one, like I said, she's a small woman. I'm not going to say she can't be strong, too. But she's a pretty small woman. I feel like she just like, I don't know. It was like she was just tying a bow tie, basically. Like, she just, whoop, okay. It just popped off. Like, I'm like, is it that easy? I don't think it is. I'm never going to find out, but it just seems like it's not that easy.
You wouldn't think so. There's a whole neck spine thing you got to cut through. Right?
She uses a wire, but then the governor uses like an axe or whatever to cut off Herschel's head, and it took him a good couple swings.
Right.
Something don't make sense. okay.
But yeah, she just slices her head off, like, I got it, and just hold it up for everyone to see, and then gives the head back to the boyfriend, and he lets out like one small choked sob. Like, he wasn't like bawling or anything. He held it together for just seeing his girlfriend decapitated and being right? given her head to cradle like a baby.
What the fuck was that about? The way she like cradles it and she like hands it to him like, aren't you proud of it? Look at it. It's so pretty. Congratulations. You gave birth to a beheaded, a severed head. Here you are. It's a girl. It's a girl. Oh, Lord, help us.
And then she like brushes his hair out of his face. What?
Oh boy. Yeah, she wow. I don't know, man.
He's great. I don't know. I was like, she's crazy. She tells him crying is weak, and then she kills him.
Yeah, she does.
Like, okay.
Which I'm fine with also. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you also, yeah. That's cool. Bye.
Right.
And I love how she like just looks at Henry like, you still want to play, bitch? And Henry's like, oh man, I done fucked up.
I know. He actually shut the fuck up for once. Like, he was like, ooh.
Like, oh,
I
so.
I may not have known what I was doing.
Did not think this through, did I? Whoopsie. Maybe Lydia wasn't worth it. She wasn't even that good of a kisser anyway. I should have just tried to go back for Enid again. Definitely.
Lydia, meanwhile, in the background, watching this whole thing, just she's just like, oh, mom, it's so embarrassing.
Right.
That was like her demeanor. She was not shocked. She wasn't anything. She was like,
not in front of my friends, mom. Jeez.
Oh, man. What'd you think about that whole display of power? What have we seen that's been similar with the other villains? I guess, like, the bat thing.
Of course. The beheading of Herschel.
Yeah.
For sure. What else did the governor
maybe
do?
Maybe it was more like, for the governor, maybe it was like when he shot everybody. Because I feel like the governor was trying to, like,
True.
He was trying to keep it together.
True.
And he just went nuts and... Which one was the most disturbing? Or are we just used to it by now? Because I feel like when the governor shot everybody, I was shocked. I was like, damn.
Yeah, definitely.
Negan, I just feel like there was so much hype about it. And I already knew that's what it did. The whispers, I just knew about the faces. I didn't know that they use piano wire to kill people and stuff. So I was like, ugh, this is gross.
Yeah, that was intense, man. That was super intense.
So, yeah, Governor shot people. Negan, we already knew what was happening with the bat. And the whispers, I didn't know anything about them except about they wore the faces. So this little act of brutality I was not expecting.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was going to say, like, which one was, like, affected you the most? Or, like, are we used to it by now?
I mean, I guess this one probably, I don't know. I just, it's hard for me to really take her seriously, honestly. So there's that. I don't know. If I could take her more seriously, this would be the one. But honestly, I don't know. The whole thing was also kind of funny. Because like I said, she just popped that head off like it was nothing.
It was funny. And it was also like, she got some like weird, like crazy person power from it. Like, you just saw her just like, it was like her whole body like changed. She like powered up
she did.
Or something. I was like, ugh. Yeah, I think maybe this one too. I mean, it's like the emotional weight of Negan was something, you know, that was, I think, can never be duplicated.
Right.
I was definitely shocked when the governor shot all those people, but just like Alpha, just like her whole demeanor is so weird. Like, she's just so, the other ones you could kind of get, but I'm just like, I don't understand anything about you.
Right.
Starting with the accent, but also just this whole thing, just your whole existence, I don't get. So, yeah. It's maybe this one. I was like, oh. So, yeah, after that little display, Henry is shutting the fuck up and just sitting down, like, let me not talk. And he sees Lydia wearing that Hilltop souvenir coin he gave her a couple episodes ago, and he's like, my faith is restored. I knew it. I knew she was a good person. Alpha and Beta share a private moment where Beta reassures her the pack is still with her. In turn, she tells him about this one time she let her 3-year-old asphyxiate on some plastic and then beat her when she knew Lydia was okay. I was like, what the hell is wrong?
Right?
This lady's crazy.
Freaking crazy. But Beta's here for it, man. He's like, I love this song.
The pack believes in you.
Like, he's like, he sounds like Dumbledore or something. I'm just, oh my God, I don't know. I'm like, was this a, who made this decision? Was this an acting decision on his part where they like, we definitely want you to sound like Dumbledore addressing Harry Potter? Is that what we want? Because mission accomplished.
They're alive because of you, Harry.
Okay.
Let's see. Did I completely miss? It's fine. I'm like, I missed this whole Connie and Daryl thing.
Oh yeah, we did. We totally did miss that.
I did. Oh. But I remember. I remember what happened with them. But yeah, to finish out that scene, Beta was like, speaking of Lydia, we might want to check on her, test her loyalty, because if she could fall for a boy like that from a place like that, she probably doesn't belong with this anyway. I'm like, dang. I mean,
well,
she just wants some running water. What's, why can't y'all let the girl live?
Just, I mean, we all were young and dumb once. We all made dumb decisions when it came to boys. So, I mean, just let the girl have hers.
I know. But he's ready. He's like, we got a problem there. But yeah, earlier in the episode, Daryl and Connie are being master trackers, Daryl, Connie, and Dog. And they find that area where the Whisperers were taking their little pit stop. And Connie's looking at the tracks and she writes Daryl a note. She is like, he caught up, talking about Henry, he caught up with them. And Daryl's like, yeah. And he starts talking about a struggle, but he's not facing her, so she can't read her lips. I mean, she can't read his lips. And she taps him and she's like, you gotta face me. I can't see. we got to be aligned.
I love that.
And
I'm just going to tell y'all right now. I was like, yes, girl, that's right. You tell him what to do. Uh-huh. Right. And he listened too, like the man he should be. That's right.
Right. And he was like, they caught up with him. I'm like, that's right, Daryl. You need to start learning some ASL. Okay.
He's gonna. I'm telling you, I'm calling it right now. I'm calling it right now. He's gonna.
He better. because he's going to learn it for his new book.
You know what? He's going to teach dog, too. Dog's going to know, like, little, like, commands, like, visual, like, hand commands. He's going to know it, I guarantee you.
They are awesome.
Yeah.
I just,
yeah.
I love them together. They're both, like, super trackers. You know, they can... Daryl doesn't talk. Daryl has always been like very like nonverbal, communicative, uh-huh. like with his communication. And so, I mean, I just feel like they're going to learn a shorthand and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. What if we had like a whole episode that was just like ASL with them? Like, I would be like, why not? You know what? Okay. Okay. Yeah. I like it. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, yes, I like Daryl and Connie. It's just so funny. Like, they have been on the screen together for, like, maybe 5 minutes total. And I'm like, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Dog. Both Daryl and Connie, like, shoot at some walkers. Her with her slingshot, him with his crossbow. He's, like, nice. Like, they appreciate each other's skills. Dog goes to retrieve the arrow and breaks it. And Connie just like smirks at him. I was like, whoever thought this far into the show? I'm like, Daryl, look at you with somebody that makes you interesting.
Right? About damn time. Only 9 seasons in. I just feel like I don't know who made this decision, but I feel like LaToya had something to do with it. And I'm just like, you know what, girl? Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
We're putting all our hopes and dreams at the feet of LaToya.
LaToya, we need to have you on the show is what we need. Too bad we only have like 5 episodes left.
We probably could get her.
I feel like maybe.
Yeah, that's fun. I like them. They're fun. I would like to see more of that. So... outside of the camp, fast forward to where I just left off, the Whisperers drag out those dead bodies of that dude and his girlfriend and just leave them out there for the walkers to eat. And outside of that clearing that they drug those bodies into, both Daryl and Connie are out there watching. And I was like, that's right. They found them fast.
Yeah, real fast.
Yep. So later that night, they drag Henry out. When I say they, Beta and Alpha drag Henry from wherever he was, sleeping on a tree or something. And also drag Lydia to the same place. Alpha throws this knife on the ground. She's like, pick it up. And Lydia just looks.
Right.
And Alpha's like, pick it up. And she's like, all right. And when Lydia picks it up, she's like, okay, now kill the boy. She's like, wait, what?
I did not sign up for this.
And she's like, yeah, you weren't gone for long, but maybe it was long enough. And Lydia's like, I don't know what's happening. I mean, from what I understand about mother-daughter bonding, mothers are supposed to talk to their daughters about first crushes, not force them to kill them.
Right. Like, I thought we were supposed to go get manicures and pedicures and talk about, you know, the birds and the bees, but we're out here about, you want me to kill this man? What? Mom. God.
You're so embarrassing. So, yeah, she's like, you know, you either kill this boy or I'll have Beta kill you both. And, I know Lydia's like, I made a huge mistake.
Right.
I should not have come back.
I just had to tell her about the boy. Oh, boy.
But right before whatever was going to happen was going to happen, we see walkers breaching the perimeter of this camp. And you hear somebody like saying, Guardians, which is the name of this episode. I hate when they just random. I just don't like it when they name stuff like that.
Yeah, and I definitely was expecting like Trash Panda to show up. So, wrong franchise. Oh, I mean, we had the Thanos arm. I wasn't sure what was going on. I thought maybe Trash Panda might show up.
They were having the mixtapes last week, and it's just like, where's Groot?
I am Groot. I love Groot.
So, yeah, these walkers are coming in, and I cried laughing at this because these whisperers just was like, oh, shoot, let me put my mask on. Like,
that's going to help at this point.
Right.
Is that how it works?
Let me just slide my mask on real quick. Now these walkers will never know the difference.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like, is that how this works? It's like, oh, virtually undetectable now. Like, now I got my mask on. I got my face on. They can't see me.
It's so dumb. It's bad. But yeah, they were just like, oh, shoot. Oh, hey, walker friend.
I'm one of you. Don't come for me. I'm one of you.
I know. Who else can we eat?
That's right. I'll help you find someone. I saw two. One was a headless one. Oh, my God. What? Get out of here.
Oh, that was hilarious. But Henry's like, this is our chance, Lydia. We gotta go. We can move it. We can make it out of there. And then suddenly this walker like comes up on Henry, but it's not a walker. It's Daryl wearing a walker mask. And he's like, we gotta go. And Henry's like, not without Lydia. And Daryl's like, no, definitely without Lydia. And Henry's like, well, I'm not going back, which seems silly. I mean, that was the whole reason he came out there was to find her. So I'm not sure why you would try to separate them when they're right there together. But yeah, Daryl was trying to insist. And then finally, they made a break for it, him and Connie being the bookends to Lydia and Henry. And they made it out there. And they threw the walker masks off as they left. Seems like you should have kept it. I don't know.
Yeah, like they threw that off real quick.
Yeah. They don't know the difference between who's at that camp. You don't know when you got to infiltrate them again. You should have kept that mask.
Yeah, you should have. Man, they took the time to lace that shit up too at first, you know? But, and yeah. Also, like, Connie looked, I mean, okay, like, she looked so badass, like, when she had hers on and she, like, was killing the walker or whatever. Like, I don't know. There was something so badass about her. I was like, yes! Yes! I don't know. I just love her. I think she's one of my new favorites, honestly. I just love her.
She's awesome. Yeah,
I love her.
But yeah, that's the end of the episode.
And there we have it.
Yeah.
Man. Well, we do have some feedback this time, not a ton. Let's see here. Janae says, hi, Kia and Mel. What an episode. So many things to get through. But first off, what is going on with that weird love quasi-square? I feel for Eugene, but my friend summed it up perfectly. I feel sorry for Eugene, but he's still terrible. I do want to see how Rosita, Sadiq, and Gabriel handle that whole situation. And there is a small amount of appreciation for Eugene for trying to make things better in his own Eugene way. Do y'all think that the situation is going to last for long? Girl, it's a walking dead. They will drag anything out. But I don't know. I'm hoping somebody's going to die and that's going to change this whole love square.
Oh, that situation. Yeah, I think somebody's going to die. And again, I am kind of insulted by the inclusion of Eugene because he literally has no purpose in this.
Zero. But somehow, like, I do think it's going to end up being, I don't know, he's going to be the one that helps her raise the baby. Because,
yeah.
So, because we already know that Enid's been trained up, so she is the resident, you know, doctor. And we've got Father Gabriel out here who's definitely about to die. So, yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and Sadiq making dumb choices. Nope. Going forever. Against Michonne. What's wrong with you, boy?
Like, when are y'all going to learn? When are you dumb fools going to learn? We know that Aaron is now safe because he has recognized the reality that they're facing. She says, speaking of long, how long is it going to take literally everyone to stop trying to one-up Michonne? She is all-knowing and powerful, and people need to start realizing this sooner rather than later. Also, RJ, that little boy is so great, and seeing him made my heart melt. But seriously, both Negan and Judith need to figure out that playing smart with Michonne is only going to backfire on them. Do you think Michonne and Negan will be able to work together to defeat Alpha and the Whisperers?
Alpha obviously is not playing around, and it worries me about how many people are going to meet their end, especially based on the comics. Do you think more major deaths will be happening soon? But can we also appreciate the teamwork of Daryl and Connie? I think they will be a very interesting pair to keep out for, to keep an eye out for in the future. What do you think of that relationship? All in all, I enjoyed the episode and look forward to your commentary on it. I think, you know, like about the Negan and the Negan and Michonne and the Whisperers. I don't know that. I don't know what he's going to, what part he's going to play in that, but I could definitely see him, you know, like you kind of said, like maybe sacrificing himself or, you know, attempting to sacrifice himself for someone, like whether it's, you know, it's Michonne or Judith or whatever. Like, I think he's going to do something like that. Right. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else? Let's see here. Definitely more major deaths. Definitely. King Ezekiel, you're about to go. So many numbers are coming up, y'all. I just feel it. I feel it in my bones. And yes, ma'am, we definitely can appreciate Donnie forever and ever. Amen. If they do not make this a thing, well, that would check out because that would mean probably Scott Gimple had a hand in it or something. So I don't know. But we are so here for that relationship. Girl. All right. This next one comes from Keon. She says, happy Mardi Gras. Hi, ladies. This episode will be a Two Dead Chicks Fat Tuesday. We will be here hoping everyone gets back home safe and let the drying out of our livers begin. Maybe Melissa wants to try adding a little Cajun to Alpha's accent for the holiday. I think she did add some Cajun in there. Like, maybe she, like, knew when the episode was coming out. She's like, yeah, I need to, you know, throw in some like bayou or something to this accent. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
She says, but on to this episode, it just really made me say, what the fuck and but why a lot. What the fuck, Henry? You really out here ready to die, putting other people's lives in danger for this girl you've known for 22 and a half hours? But why are you like this? Even if you take into account people are resources and hard to come by in the apocalypse and maybe bonds build faster, this whole thing is just aggravating. He's getting rescued and still talking about, I'm not leaving her. I wish Alpha would just take a good switch to him or let him roll around in plastic from the dry cleaner. Oh, girl. Yes, that's a great idea. Maybe she still has some. What the fuck, Negan? You really think you can ask Michonne anything, let alone trying to get her to let you co-lead with her? That's why you're losing your window privileges. He'll be crying about Lucille and bashing his head against the wall again soon. What the fuck, Alexandria? Y'all really packing up all your fruits and vegetables to make a dangerous journey, knowing that there is a new enemy disguised as the original enemy? Y'all are going to die, and it's not going to be Michonne's fault. And don't hide behind this helping the kingdom, because sounds like Michonne said they could move to Alexandria. But why, writers? So I assume Michonne knew about Judith's talk with Negan and explained to her how he was the worst, and that's why she had the intelligence to deal with him. But you mean to tell me she's been out here talking to this man all this time and her mom had no idea? Know your characters, writers. But why Enid doesn't have this super string for her quick call amputations that Alpha has? Oh, that's so funny. Right? Because, I mean, she was out there with a butter knife. Like, okay, hold on. Hold on, Aaron. Just pass out. This lady can chop off a whole head, and Enid out here with those little bitty-ass knives. Poor Aaron could have suffered less. Man, oh, this is so funny. Okay, I'm up against the clock, so can't really get into Eugene's most complicated pros and cons list ever, but why is he like this? And then she gave me a phrase to say in my Alpha accent. And it's it means let the good times roll in Cajun French. It's laissez les bon temps rouler. Shut your mouth. That's all I know about that. Anywho, Nikki says, hi, ladies. Overall, I thought the latest episode was kind of a snooze fest in terms of action and plot, but there were some definite highlights and points of interest. Number one, man, I have missed Alexandria. I feel like we have been ODing on the hilltop lately, and it was nice to check in. Two, Aaron is a real one, and so is his daughter, Gracie. Aaron backing Michonne during the tense leadership meeting and Gracie greeting Michonne like she was the most special person in the world was quality content. It was nice to see some people put some respect on her name. 3, speaking of respect or lack thereof, old Judith would never. Did anyone tell this girl she has a black mama? Yeah, go to your room before you get snatched bald for your smart ass mouth. That's those Lori genes coming through. While Judith needs to take a time out to regain some sense, we can be comforted that perfect little RJ is sleeping like the champion he is and excelling in cuteness and staying in a child's place. 4, wish we had gotten an on-screen tell to Gabe about Rosita's pregnancy. Was it just me, or did the scenes at Alexandria and whatever the hell was going on with the Whisperers feel like two different shows? It was like normal human dynamics versus Crazy Town. 5, why was Lydia walking around without a mask like the walkers wouldn't know she wasn't one of them just because she was slow walking? Henry is going to get other people killed. I just know it. Next week looks a little more exciting, and I can't wait for 9:14. Which we'll finally get the answers to what big bad thing happened during the time jump. Oh, we can hope. And our last one comes from Mrs. G. So you know we about to bring the fire up in here. Hi, y'all. Mrs. G here. Great episode. 9 out of 10. I'm Team Michonne all the way. Excuse me. She was dropping knowledge the entire episode. Her dragging Negan was the icing on the cake. That took thought. He could work the queen? I think the fuck not. He actually thought he could lead Alexandria with her? I'm convinced that guard is slipping him a crack pipe at night. Tragic. I love her, honestly. It's unfortunate. After everything Michonne has done to keep her community safe, the Alexandrians don't heed her warning. Heads will roll, literally, because of it. But like Michonne said, it's a terrible decision to attend the fair, but the residents made a choice. If I were an Alexandrian, I would always defer to the queen's judgment. She has more than earned the benefit of the doubt. Oh well, they gonna learn today. I won't even be sad at their deaths. If Gabe survives the Pikes, I can see him resigning from the council as a result of what comes in 9:15. She says, I won't spoil any more, I promise. We're on to you, girl. Sadiq, Nora, and Gabe can kick rocks, too. Gabe really made a mess of things with that whole radio business. It didn't have to go down like this. You should see the exacerbation in Michonne's face at the chain reaction of clusterfucks he caused. Please allow for my side rant. I must reiterate that the Alexandrians are being dumbasses. Every last one of them. Michonne has never led Alexandria wrong. She is an excellent leader and has never failed them. Father G already proved her point about exploring. Rosita and Eugene got hurt. Jesus is dead. Hilltop was under siege. Man, Beth, and Luke were taken. And more deaths are coming, all because they didn't listen to the queen. Their blood is not and will not be on her hands. Aaron told them Michonne is right, and he even apologized to her for breaking the rules. And quite frankly, I have a real problem with Carol and Zeke asking for help after they kept the charter Tara stole from Michonne. And had the nerve to hang it for display like they actually did something. Carol basically told Rick to fuck off about the bridge, telling him, I'm taking my people back home to the kingdom. And when he asked her to still help the sanctuary, Carol told him, no, the sanctuary has to figure it out for themselves. So she needs to take her own fucking advice and figure it out, kingdom. And so what, Sadiq? Who gives a fuck that Carol asked a second time? Now that kingdom is raggedy as fuck, they want to be all kumbaya and shit? Get the fuck out of here. When Richard asked Carol for help to fight the saviors at the creepy house, she told him to fuck off. When Morgan came to check on her at the creepy house, she told him to fuck off. When her bitch ass was crying like a baby that she couldn't kill anymore, she ran like a coward, knowing full well shit was about to hit the fan for Team Family, and left Rick a note essentially telling him to fuck off. So you know what? Carol can fuck off. They don't need Alexandria to thrive. Why the fuck Hilltop and Oceanside not stepping up to help the kingdom? From the looks of Kingdom, those other communities ain't sharing much either. 6 years later, and those communities still haven't even signed the charter? That ain't got nothing to do with Alexandria. Michonne even offered for Kingdom to move their people to Alexandria. So miss me with all that bullshit about the queen being uncaring. Michonne always has everyone's best interest at heart. She and Rick have been trying to unite the groups for 84 years, while everyone else was fighting against it, sabotaging and backstabbing Michonne. Even after all the betrayal and Rick's disappearance, Michonne still completed the charter, and Alexandria is thriving because of her hard work and sacrifice. Rick would be so proud of his wife. Those hoes should have stuck with the winning team. As the queen so eloquently stated, it means Alexandria survives, from Michonne Grimes. Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Love, love, loved the scene with Michonne and Judith. She dished out some tough love to Judy Pie. Some truths baby girl needed to hear. I'm certain Judy will be humbled quite soon. And we saw sweet RJ again. My baby's living his best life, protected from all the dangers of the world, all the dangers the world has to offer. I deducted 1 point because they didn't show him enough. Damn simpletons. Grr. Donnie are adorable. The successful rescue mission proves that they make a great team. I'm hopeful for Cannon in season 10. My bro Daryl has finally met his match. For years, I've always said his love interest will be someone new, a character we haven't even met yet. Gold star for me. Connie is caring, badass, and gorgeous. I just think how sweet it would be for Daryl to introduce Connie to Rick. The brothers both have hot, badass chicks, and we get Caroler tears? Priceless. The Whisperer storyline, I really can't get into. All I can see is how dumb Henry is, and I'm disinterested in Alpha. But she is a good villain. The killings were great visuals, but I just don't care. Beta's intro was whack as fuck, too. And somebody in Rosita's baby drama storyline ain't making it out alive. Yikes. Till next time. Love y'all. Oh, we love you too, Mrs. G. I always just bring in all the fire. Just all of it.
Yeah.
The best.
I wonder, I did think, I was wondering what was going on with Michonne and her leadership when Gabriel was like, I'm the council leader. Because Rick told her, like, if it's not me, it has to be you. And she was very much, I'm not the leader to Negan.
Right.
So I wonder what happened.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where she shunned it. Like, she's taken... She's being active, but she's not the leader.
Right.
Like we expected.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I do not know. I did want to go back and make one mention of something that happened. I was so salty that Alpha handed Lydia an apple. When we've had all these people out here being savages, eating tomatoes like they're apples, you guys can't just let Rick and Michonne have one thing? Like, can they just have one thing that is sacred? And the apple is sacred in Michonne history. And I just needed them to just leave that the fuck alone, honestly. I was very frustrated. Like, and it was like a perfect, pretty little apple, too. Like, what? I just, no. I rebuke it in the name of Michonne. So.
Anyway, when have they ever
we've even mentioned it on the show, like, when have they ever had an apple on there besides that? It's always been tomatoes that they're just out here just biting into. Like, could you not give the girl an onion, a turnip? I don't know, anything else. Anything else? A pear? How about a pear? Nope.
Yeah,
an apple, because you guys are just rude as shit. So anyway. So, any other closing thoughts before we end the show?
No, nothing for me. Just, what's up? What's up with the opening scene for next week?
Let's do it.
Henry.
You all right?
This isn't the way back to Hilltop.
Too many to deal with those souls. We broke it. We ain't going back to Hilltop.
He's right. There's too many of them. Alpha would destroy Hilltop to get me back now.
Hey, why didn't you tell us there was that many of them?
You kept me locked in a cage. What'd you expect? I wasn't going to betray my own people.
Well, maybe you should go back to them.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Daryl.
Henry didn't know what he was getting his ass into, but you sure as hell did.
Tell him!
I thought I could go back. I can't.
Well, you ain't coming with us.
If she doesn't go, I don't go.
We could run. Me and her, you guys go back and we keep running. They can't blame Hilltop if we just disappear.
Henry, we can't.
Let me fix this.
Aren't you supposed to be learning how to make nails?
Seriously.
I can't.
No.
He could be making Aaron a new robo arm.
You run away with this one. No way. Think your mom.
Your mother would be ashamed of you.
No, she's right. Come on. We gotta go. Come on. It's this way. Yeah, this way.
Tell him, Connie. I don't know what she's saying. She's saying follow me.
No. No. Dog.
Everybody looks terrible. We following
That's
Connie.
Right. We know who knows where to go. You know what's up.
Even the dog.
The dog's like, nah, man. Peace. Creepy fucker. Oop, gotta cut it off.
Enid.
Paging Dr. Enid.
I'm gonna be one of them.
New skin.
But you will always be one of us.
Oh my god, Darth Vader. Welcome to the show.
Luke, I am your father.
Find his wife.
Find his wife.
Tell her the change is coming to him.
Oh my god. Man.
Did you find them?
No. But we're on their trail.
You're a fighting unit ready to set out. Lydia will walk with us again.
His gold teeth are shining in the moonlight.
Walk with the Guardians.
Oh, the Guardian? Oh, they call the walkers the Guardians?
Well, okay, sure. Okay, wow. So, welcome Darth Vader. That's cool.
I'm actually kind of interested. Yeah. I like those opening minutes, actually. That was fun. Just this, I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it. I just, man, if I would have known that Opie was going to turn into this, Opie from Sons of Anarchy was going to become this, I just would not have believed you. That's crazy. Well, that was fun.
Lydia will walk with us again.
Somebody's got to be really great with video editing. Oh my god.
Lydia will walk again with us. Our pack believes in you.
Oh my god, y'all, this is my new one. I can't. I just can't. I cannot stop. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm so sorry to everyone. I'm so sorry. All right. Well, that's it for this one. And I guess we'll
see you guys next week.
I'm so stoked.